Welcome to our daily Rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Did you realize that when we pray the Our Father, we ask God for seven things? Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. So the first thing we ask God is, hallowed be thy name. But what are we asking for here? That God be more holy? Oh God, I pray that you become more holy, that you become a better God. Well, that doesn't sound right. God can't become more holy, and his name can't become more holy. Ah, but those of us who bear his name, the name Christian, we can certainly become more holy, couldn't we? And that's what we're praying for with this first petition, that God will make us holy. St. Peter Chrysologus writes, we ask that this name of God should be hallowed in us through our actions. For God's name is blessed when we live well, but it is blasphemed when we live wickedly. We ask then that just as the name of God is holy, so we may obtain his holiness in our lives. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The name of God is holy, and there is power in the name of Jesus. I find it much harder to sin when I'm thinking about God. So if we want to grow in holiness, if we want God's name to be hallowed in us, then put all your effort into being constantly aware of the presence of Jesus and relying on Him. That's where the effort is, not in white-knuckling your way out of sin and into virtue. That will only end in pride and despair. Instead, practice becoming more of the aware of the presence of Jesus in you, and He'll give you the strength to do the good and avoid the evil. And one of the best ways is to constantly speak the name Jesus. Jesus, please do this for me. Jesus, I surrender to You. Take care of everything. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In the year 1274, great evils threatened the world. The church was being attacked from every direction by fierce enemies, both from within and from without. So great was the danger, that Pope Gregory X called a council of bishops to Lyon, France, to determine what could we do. Many solutions were proposed, but the Pope foresaw that the most powerful means was something everyone overlooked: the frequent repetition of the holy name of Jesus. So the Holy Father begged the bishops of the world and their priests to call on the name of Jesus and to urge their people to place all their confidence in this all-powerful name, repeating it throughout the day with boundless trust. And then great saints like Bernardine of Siena and Saint Leonard of Port Maurice became ardent apostles of the holy name of Jesus, and their efforts were crowned with great success, so much success that the enemies of the church were overthrown, the dangers that threatened society disappeared, and peace once more reigned supreme, all through the holy name of Jesus. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The plague broke out in Lisbon in 1432. All who could fled from the city, but they carried the plague to every corner of Portugal, and thousands were swept away by the cruel sickness. Some described the plague as flashing like lightning from person to person, by coat or hat or any garment that had been used by the plague-stricken. Now among those who assisted the dying with untiring zeal was a venerable old bishop, Andre Dias, who urged the people to call on the holy name of Jesus. He was seen wherever the disease was fiercest, urging and imploring the sick and the dying, as well as those who had not fallen ill, to repeat the holy name, Jesus, Jesus. Write it on cards, he would say, and keep those cards on your person. Place them at night under your pillows. Place them on your doors. But above all, constantly invoke the most holy and powerful name of Jesus. And through the holy name of Jesus, the sick got well, the dying arose from their agonies, and the plague ceased, and the city was delivered from the most awful scourge that had ever visited it. And the news spread to the whole country, and everyone began to call on the holy name of Jesus. And in an incredibly short time, all of Portugal was freed from the plague through the holy name of Jesus. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Well, our families, the church, and the whole world is certainly facing grave dangers once again. But Jesus is no less powerful today than he was ever. So that means his holy name can save us. No matter the danger, no matter the evil we face, the most powerful remedy is prayer. And the easiest of all prayers is the name of Jesus. The Catechism says, the praying of the holy name of Jesus is the simplest way of praying always. Remember, God told Abraham that Sodom and Gomorrah would have been saved had there been only 10 good men to pray for them. And Moses saved the people of Israel from destruction by his prayer. And Judith saved her city and her people by her prayer. One person who prays can do powerful things for his family, the church, and the world, and everyone, without exception, can pray the name of Jesus hundreds of times a day. The demons know the power of the name of Jesus, and they fear it. But we, stupid humans, we don't believe in the power of the name of Jesus, or worse, we take the holy name in vain. Never forget the power of the name of Jesus. And so that you will know its power, say his name with faith and with confidence, and you will see what the holy name of Jesus can do. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What were you reflecting on, Teresa?
Always a lot. A lot of different things. I think back to the first point. Hallowed be thy name, meaning we carry the name of Christ as Christians, and how important it is for us to honor it in who we are. Because that is such a simple way to look at one's life and one's decisions in a very powerful way. Because I don't think it's something... Xavier and I talked about this when we were younger. He has a very interesting perspective that I don't think a lot of people have anymore about family name. He really cares about his family name, and he really wants to make something out of it and carry it. Obviously, it's a pretty incredible family name, so it's with good reason, you know. But I don't feel like right now there's much sentiment around family names or honoring one's name or just honor in general, reputation in general. And that's something Xavier's always cared a lot about, knowing the importance of one's reputation and how people see us matters so much, and we don't think of that impact much. But when I really look at it, think of how many times you've met someone who has fallen away from the faith or has a terrible idea of what Catholics are, and you ask them why, and they tell you about a very specific experience with one bad Catholic, or maybe multiple, and it makes a lot of sense based on that experience. That's the only impression they have about Christianity, about Christ. That's how they met Christ. But obviously, they don't represent the entirety of the faith, and it makes it all the more important that we represent it well with everything we do.
It's such a temptation for us, humans. We want to look at everything that's broken in the world and find blame everywhere else.
Yes.
But the only thing stopping the spread of Catholicism is bad Catholics.
100%. Absolutely. You can get up in arms about any social movement and say how that's ruining your children. But at the end of the day, the way I see it is that can't have a greater impact than the good of a Catholic. It really can't.
Light is always stronger than darkness.
Yeah, yeah.
So are we light? Are we Christ bearers? Are we light bearers?
Mm-hmm.
It's so amazing. We just had the baptism of your nephew, my grandson, Murray.
Mm-hmm.
And at the baptism, they hand the parents this candle, the light of Christ. And they say, don't let this thing go out.
And you know what I thought was most beautiful about that? In that moment, I knew Archbishop was made to be an archbishop because he's the only one who could reach the Easter candle to light it. It was actually quite beautiful. I think it represents him very well. He has a very specific place in our diocese for that reason, and not just because he's very tall. But because of that, he was able to pass on that light, you know? And I think that's a good metaphor in general. To be that great is what allows us to pass on light in many ways. But mediocrity is the enemy of the faith right now, because if you think that you're an okay Catholic, you're not a bright enough light in this darkness.
So you're saying that bad Catholics are not very bright?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm saying if things look dim, it's because you're just not bright enough.
Hey, I can't argue against it.
I think it's a pretty good way to look at things, but even if it's not just things that we would consider stereotypically Catholic, really holding to your Catholic values makes such a difference in your relationship with others, and it, in subtle ways, you can really become a monolith of virtue. Even if people don't recognize it as virtue yet, people will look up to you. They'll respect you.
How about just simple things? Don't gossip.
Mm-hmm.
Don't complain. Don't speak badly about others.
Those three things, or two things really, gossip and complaining, are so easy to do, and also so easy not to do, but people really enjoy it when they realize that you're not going to speak bad about them. And people really enjoy it when you don't drag all your crap into every conversation because you're upset about everything. And I feel that even for myself.
Yeah.
What I've been focusing on for like the last week or two is not letting a day be ruined by little small things. Because I feel like things compile and then I get super upset and I'm like, well, it's just a bad day. And I'm just mad and I get to be mad because it's just a bad day. And I've been telling myself to shut up more. And just saying like, oh, none of that matters.
No.
Not letting it get to me and just letting things kind of roll off you like rain. But it makes such a big difference to how you're impacting others and especially how you're representing Christ in the world. Because there is nothing worse you can do. You could steal, you could lie, you could do a million things, and all of it would be better than representing Christ poorly.
Wait a minute. Wouldn't that be representing Christ poorly?
If you're a good thief, you're a good liar,
wait
at least
a minute,
it's impressive.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to understand this last point.
As in, if you're just a wretch to be around,
Catholic? So what you're saying is, at least a really good thief is good at something.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the French show Lupin? He's a fantastic gentleman thief.
Yeah. At least I see what you're saying. But if you're just a complainer, then you're just bringing everybody. You're not good at anything. You're just bringing everybody down.
Yeah. Because even a good thief might be really good in other ways. Maybe they have some virtue. Maybe they're a Robin Hood. I don't know.
That's true.
Maybe we shouldn't promote stealing. No, I think there's nothing worse. I always think of, I don't know if you've ever had this experience. You and I drive similarly. If you've ever been somewhat late to Mass or something, or you're driving to Mass and you're speeding like crazy and there's some car in front of you and you're super annoyed and you're like, just get out of the way, I'm getting to Mass. And then you both pull into the church parking lot.
Yeah.
Nothing worse in the world. And it made me go, oh, I can't switch over and suddenly become a patient person once I'm in the church. It includes when I'm on the highway. Because they might be going to church too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so true. Well, this is a really good... This is actually a good examination of conscience. If every day I would just ask, how do I represent? Am I really representing the name of Christ well? That's a good examine. Well, thank you. And I guess if you can't represent well, at least be a good thief.
Yeah, because if you're good, no one knows about it, so you're still representing Christ well. Maybe you're not doing great spiritually, but you're representing Christ well. Unless you're a bad thief.
I think we better
close.
But
if you're a bad thief, at least be a penitent thief.
Be the good thief.
Yeah. St. Dismas, pray for us.
St. Dismas, pray for us. I'm impressed how you brought that one around. Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.